Hey, this is Mistress Daphne, and right now I am going to talk about embarrassment versus humiliation. You know, there really is a fine line between embarrassment and humiliation. Where are you on the spectrum? For some people, being embarrassed is a sexual kick they need to get off. Maybe it's someone making fun of your clothes or your hair or lack of hair. Maybe it is the thought of getting caught masturbating in the shower. Do you imagine that happening? Let's dig a little deeper. What about being caught watching gay porn or wearing your wife's panties? Are these things you've thought about while you're jerking off? These are embarrassing, but not necessarily humiliating. Humiliation takes on a different tone. Oh yes, those of you who crave humiliation in order to be sexually charged are an interesting lot for sure. When you are not only in your wife's panties, she's calling you a sissy, a faggot, a homo, using epithets not usually uttered in a regular marriage. But the thought, even seeing me write it here and talk about it here, makes you hard, doesn't it? The classic humiliation is reserved for our tiny dick boys, men. The name even includes the word humiliation, small penis humiliation. Somewhere along the way, being made fun of, teased, maybe embarrassed a little, switched to full-blown humiliation. And now you simply cannot get off without being made fun of mercilessly. And rightly so. I mean, come on. Who wants a sliver of a cock like you have dangling between your legs anyway? You are destined to always jerk off. Rub yourself, all alone forever. Do you see the difference between embarrassment and humiliation? Are either of these your kinks? This is Mistress Daphne. Have a beautiful day.